Naturally, the living did not want to be possessed. So on the night of October 31st, a villager would extinguish even the most little spark of fire in his house, making it a cold and undesirable space. They would then dress up in some sort of ghoulish costumes and noisily parade around the neighborhood, creating as much sound as possible in order to frighten away spirits. The practices also changed over time to become more sophisticated and more ritualized. As belief in spirit possession waned, and a Catholic influence began to soak into the Celtic people, the name of the holiday changed and the practice of dressing up like ghosts and witches took on a more social role. The custom of Halloween was brought to America in the 1840s by Irish immigrants fleeing their country due to a potato famine affecting their native soil. A 9th-century European custom called souling was to sow the custom of trick-or-treating into the other Halloween traditions. On November 2nd, All Souls' Day, early Christians would walk from village to village begging for spare bits of hard cookies called soul cakes. Getting many soul cakes was a way to bring about a smooth afterlife. So although Halloween is a modern tradition, it has solid roots in ancient traditions.